The humble haberdashery shop, remember those? There was a time when it seemed every country town and urban centre would have at least one. But is browsing through the aisles of needles and thread, zips and ribbons in these old stores in danger of becoming a thing of the past? Many sewers and knitters lament that local haberdashery shops are in decline, but they're hoping a new generation of makers and menders will pick up the thread. Rachel Carbonell reports.
Miller's in Benalla in northeast Victoria is known for its well-stocked haberdashery section. Local Sarah De Crepney is shopping here for material for a tablecloth.
I just really want that much hanging over.
So I've been coming to Miller's for 30 years.
She says the town is lucky to have this store, given the diminishing number of local haberdashery shops.
I think they're getting taken over by the big nationals. Maybe in country towns it will stay because the community likes to shop locally, not go to the bigger stores.
Many haberdashery items like buttons, thread, lace and zips usually only cost a couple of dollars, so it can be hard for stores to stitch together a profit. Margaret Nolan is the manager at Miller's.
It's a service, really. More a service than probably a money-making situation. There's nowhere else in Benalla to buy haberdashery. And we have our committed sewers and knitters, and they do come from all over.
Old school rural department stores and emporiums are a haven for haberdashery, but even these have been slowly vanishing from the landscape. Up the road in Corryong, Judy Pineapples runs Bakash's Emporium.
There's a lot of people that come through from the cities, whether it be from Queensland or wherever, and say, oh, a haberdashery store, I haven't seen one of those in ages.
Judy Pineapple says things started to unravel for local haberdashery retailers when people stopped making their own clothes.
It's almost like if you admit to being sewing, you're such a domestic. It's an awful word, whereas it's empowering. It gives you independence if you know how to sew.
In Kyneton, in central Victoria, brightly coloured bolts of fabric line the walls of the town's new haberdashery store.
We've literally arranged them in the colours of the rainbow.
Owner Fiona Lehane is bucking the trend.
There's definitely less haberdashery stores in country towns, which is very sad. But this store has been embraced by so many people. Everybody's so excited that like a store is actually opening rather than closing.
She says enthusiasm for making your own things is on the mend.
For a long time, making wasn't fashionable and it was, you know, you're a bit of a nana if you knitted or if you enjoyed sewing, whereas it's really quite trendy now to be a maker and to knit your own clothes and to make your own skirt and, you know, to patch up your torn jeans.
So much so, Fiona Lehane hosts sewing and knitting groups at her shop several times a week.
It's a community and I think it connects us with our past, our mums and our grandmothers and our nanas. And yeah, it's just that nostalgic feeling that you get and the joy that it brings you and the feeling of accomplishment of making something. It's quite rewarding.
Fiona Lehane, the owner of Alice in Fabricland, a new haberdashery store in country Victoria, and that report from Rachel Carbonell.